Hey everyone, welcome to the Shameless Podcast. I'm Srinidhi.
I'm Hanya.
I'm Abby.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Emily, and we are the founders of Shameless. Hey everyone, it's the Shameless team here, and today in our COVID podcast, we're going to be talking about how we learned to cope with quarantine and acknowledging our current struggles and hardships. So to start off, I guess we can talk about, where we are right now and how we got to the point where we are right now and any emotions that we're feeling, how we feel about the future, etc.
Dylan and I, we live in the Virginia area, and our school locked down in late February, around that time before spring break. So that was kind of when our quarantine started. And we didn't really know what really would go down being in quarantine, and we didn't know how long it would be for. So for me, in the beginning, everything was kind of up in the air. I was kind of just nervous. I was scared. I was kind of anxious, and it was hard for me to adjust to everything that was going on. Now it seems pretty normal. Every day, just going day to day with staying at home, doing everything virtually. It just seems like a routine, and everything is just natural for me now.
Yeah, like how Abby said, I just remember at school before we closed down, people were like, oh yeah, I hope school closes. I hope COVID comes here so we can like not go to school. But like that was not something that we should have wished for. And I think we had no idea how bad it was going to be, because it just seemed like a virus that we just didn't know anything about it. So I think everybody just wanted school off and were kind of happy when COVID came. And then after a while, like, it didn't really feel like, it just kind of felt like we were on vacation, because like COVID kind of started in Washington and then it kind of spread slowly. I mean, actually it spread really fast, but at the time, like when we closed down there, I don't think Virginia had as many severe cases. It wasn't as bad for a while. And so for me, I just, I think I've talked about this with you guys before, but I kind of felt relieved that I didn't have to go to school, because it was kind of like I was able to avoid all of my problems, I guess, or just things that I was always stressed about. I could just avoid it. For me, I'm very thankful to have had be able to live with a lot of family members, so we were able to keep each other company. So at the beginning of quarantine, things were not that bad for us, or for me personally. I just was pretty comfortable, and I didn't feel lonely, because I like my alone time, and I already had virtual friends before, so it wasn't as difficult to transition into that. But now I'm starting to feel like it's starting to get to me. And I kind of just wish I could like hang out with friends and like go out, because I'm just stuck with my thoughts all the time. And yeah.
Yeah, I also remember my school actually locked down after spring break, so late March. And I remember before spring break, everyone was asking like our biology teachers, like, what is COVID? And like, do you think the school will shut down? And I remember some of our teachers were like, no, it's not gonna happen. You know, it's just gonna be something small. And others were like, yeah, it's gonna be a big thing. We're definitely gonna be locked down for like more than 3 or 4 months. And at the time I was personally excited because I didn't have to come to school every day, but it started getting really monotonous, and I hated staying at school, because in the middle of like periods, like I wouldn't get to see my friends or talk to anybody, you know, it's kind of lonely. And I didn't like get the full impact of it, I think, because to this day, no one I know like extremely personally has gotten COVID, thankfully. But like I've heard people like at my school gotten COVID, and like I see cases rising like on the news, and obviously like I think it's horrible and it's bad and it's like really impacting our country but and the whole world, but like I don't feel like it's extremely real still because no one close to me has gotten it yet. And I think a lot of other people who have people close to them who have gotten COVID like are much more scared and like are taking like bigger precautions because they actually know like how bad it is to lose someone. And I think that everyone has gotten a lot more lax about the precautions because it just feels so normal. And to me, it also feels like super normal now. But now I'm getting like, I think really annoyed at COVID because it stopped so many of my plans. And it, like one of my family members used to come down here a lot of the times. And unlike Dylan and Abby, like I don't have a lot of family members near me. So it's getting lonelier because I don't see anyone. And my sister also left this year. So it got even lonelier because I have no one to interact with. So I think it did have a big impact on me, just in a different way than people would think.
Personally, when COVID started, I thought that my life wouldn't be different at all because I was already in online school and, you know, I didn't even go out to meet anyone in the first place before COVID. So I was thinking that quarantine was just my life and it was how it always was. So when I saw people who were struggling to adapt to our new environment, I could see where I was like 2 years ago when I first started online school. But I think quarantine has definitely been a lot different for me and it has impacted me more than I initially thought that it would. Because I think that ever since COVID started, the overall environment of just the whole world has completely changed. And when you go outside, you don't see a lot of friendly faces. You just see people with masks on and we're all trying to avoid each other. And everyone is just distance. Everyone, you know, before, even when I was at home by myself doing online school, I always knew that if I wanted to, I could go hang out with someone I wanted or go somewhere. But now I don't have that option at all. And I'm realizing how much I should have appreciated those things when I had them. And I can't imagine like how difficult, I think I realized how serious COVID was once I experienced people around me having COVID and how much that has made their life so much more difficult. And reading about people's whose parents have lost their jobs during the pandemic, it just breaks my heart to read about that. And it's always reminded me how fortunate I am to be in this position. And even though it's a hard time, like I guess sometimes it can be like it's a blessing and a curse, because I always think, oh, this is a good time to do self-reflection and stuff, but it's impossible for self-reflection to always be positive all the time. And there's a lot of push on social media for self-reflection to always be positive. But for me, there have been moments where I feel like my self-reflection has been very negative, and I've been so harsh on myself because I'm all alone and I'm always listening to my own thoughts and my own words. So in that way, I think definitely if I could summarize quarantine, it would be just like a blessing and a curse at the same time, but it's always also reminded me how fortunate I am to be in the position that I am during this pandemic.
So right when quarantine started for us, like right when they said that they were gonna close school, that was the same day where we were supposed to have our opening night for our musical. So that was kind of sad because we never got to do it, and I really liked that musical. But I was kind of glad because I was at a point where I was just saying, like, I'm done with school. Like, I don't want to go anymore. So yeah, I was kind of happy about it. And plus, it was like nearing my birthday. So yeah, I don't know. I was just not in the mood to go to school. And before quarantine, I was also thinking, like, yes, please, COVID, come to California. Like, I want school to shut down. But that's totally changed now. Like, after going through quarantine, I'm just tired of it. And I wish I could see people in person and be able to have normal social interactions, because it's really getting annoying. And it's definitely taken a mental toll on me, just having to sit alone with my thoughts, like, for long periods of time. And yeah, I'm just really hoping that soon we'll be able to get out of this. But I do think that quarantine has helped me in the way that I've been able to make really good friends online. And I don't know, I'm just so surprised by that. Like, in an online setting, I was able to make, like, some of my closest friends, and I really hope that we can see each other in real life. And that's one thing that I'm really sad about.
To expand on what you said about being able to meet us virtually and become friends with us, and the fact that this wouldn't have happened through without COVID and quarantine, I just want to kind of use that to segue to basically how Emily said earlier that this COVID and quarantine has been a blessing and a curse, because there have been positives and negatives that have stemmed from it. So I guess I want to ask you guys, like, what were, you know, the positive things that you got out of quarantine? And I know, like, some of you guys have listed it, like, you have realized some of the stuff that you took for granted, and realize the things that, you know, you don't really get to experience right now that you will, are, that you are looking forward to. But just, like, specifically and personally to you guys, what positive and negatives have you guys experienced?
I just wanted to say one more thing to expand on Serenity's part where she was talking about finding friends online. I also agree that, you know, it was really surprising that we were able to find each other. But again, I also feel like whenever I feel lonely, I usually go straight to social media or YouTube to go and see what other people are doing. And I think, you know, my way of spending time with other people is kind of through social media. I feel like in a way it's warped my reality or my understanding of what talking to other people is like, what, how other people are doing. And I guess that does tie into Abby's question. I guess it's kind of a negative for me because I'm someone who loves in-person talking and meeting people and really getting to know them, because I feel like it is really different when you get to know someone through meeting them in person versus meeting them online. And I feel like I've lost, in a way, I've lost touch with reality. I guess my reality has become what I see on YouTube or Instagram. And it's hard to tell yourself that it's not true because you can't really see anyone outside. So I guess for me, that's been a negative. But if I had to say a positive, it would be, I think, I don't know if it's because I was like, oh, I'm never going to see anyone for a long time, that I just started doing things that I didn't do because I was worried about what other people would think. And I guess I gained a little bit of confidence from that. And I just started to care less and do what I wanted to do instead of being weirdly influenced by other people, which is what I was talking about on social media. But like, I don't know if it's also bad because I've been really impulsive, but it's also led me to discover new fun things and not take life, I guess, too seriously. So yeah, those are my positives and negatives.
I'm glad that we're like acknowledging that there's both negatives and positives, and like things that we've learned. And I thought it was really interesting how you said, Emily, how you said like warped your reality, because like now all we know is virtual interaction. And I mean, for me, I think I'm kind of opposite, because it's harder for me to approach people in virtual settings. It's harder for me to approach people in in-person settings, but when I'm online, it's more easier for me to like just send a text or something. And so I think for me, a positive has been that I've been able to reach out to people more easily, and like not care, like how Emily said, like not care about what other people are thinking, because it's kind of behind. There's kind of like a shield, I guess, when you're texting someone, because you don't know what they're thinking. Or I mean, that could also be a bad thing though, because you can be imagining everything that they're thinking. But yeah, I think for me it was just easier to reach out to people. And another positive is like, I thought this was kind of bad in the beginning, because I was thinking so much, I was overthinking things about myself. But then like recently I had a lot of moments of self-discovery, and I just made a lot of realizations about myself. And I think this only would have been possible if it was during quarantine, because I had so much time. So yeah, those are my positives.
I think quarantine also warped my reality, but I think it was in a slightly different way. I think because I wasn't able to meet people other than the people at school, or like go to events or do stuff with my family and friends outside of school, majority of the people, or literally all of the people that I was seeing, were my friends at school. And so my whole outside life other than my family were my friends, or just the events that were happening at school. It kind of minimized my world, because all I could think about was school. And I thought, or started to think, that my whole life in its entirety will only be what's at school or what school leads to. And so I kind of blew up whatever was happening at school, and I didn't think about anything else, which made it hard on me, because if something bad happened at school, then I would think everything is so bad and my future was going to be bad because this is bad right now. And it just turned into this spiral of not helpful thoughts. And I've definitely found ways to help me get out of that, because I recognized that I was making my world much smaller than it actually is. And there's so much to my world other than school and the people I see at school. But it definitely had a huge impact on me, because everything that happened at school like was a weight on my shoulders, and I just couldn't release myself from that.
For me, one positive thing that came out of quarantine was probably not comparing myself with others, because that's something that I did a lot during school, I guess, because you're always seeing people. But now I'm just in like an environment with myself, so I'm not as influenced by others, so I'm like learning how I want to express myself rather than being like influenced by what other people think. And like, I know we still have like social media, and there's still ways to get like influenced by other people, but I feel like now I've just come to a point where I'm like so tired of looking at social media. So I've been like deleting Instagram, reinstalling it, deleting it. Yeah, I just keep on doing that, because whenever I reinstall it, I just like go on it for a long time, and then I don't know, I just get like super tired of it because I realize it's just the same thing as not seeing people, and it's like a fake way of interacting, I guess. So I feel like social media was more of an important thing like when we were in person, which might seem weird because you'd probably think the opposite, but for me, I think it was more helpful in person than now. And I think that's because now I'm just really craving talking to actual people rather than just like reading tiny messages in a Zoom chat during class. And one thing that I really miss is those side conversations in class. That's where you make like the best friends, and that's how you get to know people. But yeah, now we don't get that at all at school.
I think a reoccurring theme that is kind of coming from everything everyone has said so far is that when you spend too much time doing something or somewhere, it definitely becomes toxic. Like school, we were in it for so long, and it like starting in February, we were getting to a point where we were getting so tired of it that we were fine if COVID came, because we just wanted anything to do with not being at school anymore. And then being in quarantine for so long was really, you know, it's starting to get really tiring and monotonous, and we want to go back to in-person school. And then as Srinidhi said, with social media, since we have so much time, you know, we have more time to be on social media, and it's starting to get like, it's starting to consume our lives a little bit. And so I guess just finding a balance and all that would really help. And it's kind of a shame that life just, I guess, isn't like that a lot of the time. And we kind of find ourselves kind of focusing in on one thing at a time.
I just wanted to add a thought or a mindset that I've been in that I realized is toxic, but it's kind of hard to get out of for me personally. But I've created this belief in my head, or this idea in my head, that it's like quarantine is like a competition, and seeing all these people be so productive during this quarantine has made me feel like I'm not doing enough, or it's a competition to see who's the most productive, who's gonna, you know, glow up the most, or who's gonna use this time to better themselves. And it's always got me questioning, am I not doing enough? Am I not being productive enough? Look at this person. They're using quarantine to, you know, transform their life, to become a better person. And I just feel like, I don't know what created this mindset that quarantine is like a competition. But I find myself struggling with that mindset a lot. So I was wondering if you guys felt the same way or have any advice for that.
Yeah, I have definitely been feeling that way too. And I think part of the reason why is, like you said in the beginning, Emily, how on social media, there's so many things that are pushing people to discover themselves and just become better versions of themselves. And I feel like it's something that you can compare to like New Year's resolutions, where, yeah, sure, it's like a new year or like a new environment, but that doesn't mean that you have to become like a totally different person. And like a lot of the people around me have been saying like, oh, after quarantine, I have so much time to do this, or I started learning this. But I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm still in the same cycle that I was before quarantine, and nothing has changed except for the fact that I'm in a different setting. So yeah, that mindset has been something that I've been struggling with too. And also going back to Abby's point about how we tend to get like really tired of something when we're in it for a long time. I think one thing that we can do to like overcome that is trying to do like something new every day. And like, this is a thing that I've heard from a lot of people, but like, still, I don't do it. But I think it's something that I'm willing to try now, because I feel like if I do try, like, even if it's just like a small thing that's new every day, it'll keep me going and I won't suffer as much going through quarantine.
I agree with everyone. But going on, adding on to Abby's point, I think there's two ways of looking at it. Definitely everything is good in moderation. Like when you're talking about like food or like social media or things that have the possibility of becoming toxic, I think everything is good in moderation. But things like work and school where you have to do it for long periods of time, I agree with Srinidhi, where you have to continue going and you have to find things that are going to make it better for yourself, because the reality is that you cannot just stop in the middle and take a few months break and then just go back, because that's just not how it works. So I think like pushing yourself, but also making it a happy environment or making it something that you look forward to is really essential, because our life is short yet also long. So we have to like do something that we love. Otherwise, in my perspective, there's no like point to it, no. And then going on to Emily's point, I definitely felt that way too. And I think school has also enhanced that, because I remember, I think it was in September, our like college counselors, we had a meeting with them, and the first thing that they said was, so we've gotten to hear about what all of these wonderful kids have come up with to do over the summer, because they had so much time, and we've like heard about so many cool opportunities and creative things that they've come up to do. And I was like, I don't think I've done that much. But I feel like they were pushing that on us and saying like, oh, your classmates have done so much, they're gonna get into great colleges. But oh, if you haven't done it, then, you know. And I think that really didn't help, because everything is just pinpointing towards college now. Like every single thing you do has to be for college. But then like when you get to senior year, they're like, don't think about like what the colleges would like, like do what you love. But before, they told you to do everything for college. So I feel like when you're in high school, like everything that happens during your life, including quarantine, all the time that you have, it's all pinpointing towards one thing. And it's always in your mind because they constantly tell you. And I think that's one thing for me, like during quarantine, every few days, I would think about like, oh, I should probably do something for college, but not for me. And I think that it's a little twist on what Emily said, but that's what I've been feeling.
Yeah, I feel like those are completely valid mindsets, because in regards to like quarantine, like when it first started, everyone on YouTube came out with like these challenges, workout challenges, like glow up challenges or stuff like that, you know? And at first it was like just to do things to like spend our time, because we felt like, oh my gosh, we have so much time now. But it was just that it was a change of lifestyle, but to us, we thought that we had more time. And I think that was kind of probably not, it was kind of dangerous, because now we feel like, oh, we have so much time, so we have to do more things. But we're still in the same situations, like we're still doing school, we're still doing all this stuff. It's just that it's a different situation, like we're at home, we're in a different environment. And so yeah, I think like at first those things were fun, they were just kind of ways to spend our time. But now I feel like it's normal to feel like it's a competition, because like, I think if we feel like if we're like, we compare ourselves to other people. So if we feel like we're not doing enough when we have so much time, when we actually don't have that much more time, we just persuade ourselves to think that. It's probably really tough. And I don't know if this would help, but I guess like some things that could help with that is, like, for me, I just try to have as many relaxation days as I can and do activities that are for the sole purpose of relaxing, and making sure that I know that it's okay. And I don't have to be doing something every single minute, every single hour of the day. And I mean, this might have been a little amplified because of senioritis, but it's, I think that's something that's been helping me not feel super pressured to keep myself busy. So yeah.
Yeah, the pressure is really bad right now. And I like what you said, Dylan, about, you know, just making sure to take time out of your day to relax and take a break from the chaos that is going on. But I remember there was one friend who told me that her mom told her that since we are in quarantine and we have more time at home, we should expect that we get better grades, and specifically for SAT, that you get a 1600 on the SAT because you have all this time to study. That's what she told me. And I think this time is definitely giving us this mindset, as Emily said, that it's a time where that since we have so much time, we should be doing a lot more things. And I think quarantine was almost like a rude awakening of the things we were ignoring before when we had kind of school to focus on. Because when we were in the midst of school, I wasn't really focusing on SAT that much because I was like, oh, I have all these activities going on. I can focus on it later. But now that school is kind of not really in our face as much, I feel like, oh, I should be working on trying to build up my resume, trying to do all these extra things. I guess it's just easy to ignore school more now, just because we don't really see it and we're not really going anywhere. So that's why we kind of feel like we should be doing more things. Virtual school in general is just really hard to pay attention in, especially for me. I've been having kind of a hard time because with online tests, I don't feel as motivated. Productivity levels are going down. My grades aren't doing the best. And so with the added pressure of having to do more than school, it's like, What am I supposed to do? Like, how am I supposed to manage all of this? And I think just not really, like, trying to detach yourself from other people, one of my solutions to help is detaching yourself from people so that you don't compare yourself, so that you don't see the things that you aren't doing, because you want to make sure you're not putting too much on your plate. You can only do so much. You have to make sure that you only do what you can handle. And with social media, it's almost like showing us the things that people can do that we can't handle right now. So I think taking a break, taking time to relax, detaching yourself from social media and from people that you constantly find yourself comparing to, that is what's going to help us get through this time, and just help us to focus on ourselves more.
I think one thing that we can also do to help us with this mindset is remembering to celebrate our accomplishments, whether they're small or big, because I think a loop that I found myself in is I would do something that I would think is really great before I did it. And then after I accomplished it, I would be like, no, let's do one more thing before you congratulate yourself. And then after I finish that thing, I'll be like, no, let's do one more thing that wasn't enough. We'll congratulate ourselves and relax after we do that. And it just continues and continues and continues. And after a while, it's like, wait, when did I relax? Wait, did I like actually even celebrate myself in the moment? Like, I think there isn't a maximum that we have to reach before we take a minute to just slow down and be like, okay, we're doing a good job. Like, we don't have to reach a standard. We don't have to do so much before we start. I think congratulating ourselves after every small thing that we think is good enough to congratulate is big enough, and it'll help us motivate ourselves to go further and do more because we're pushing ourselves on.
A mindset that I try to have, I saw this through a TikTok, but there's this lady who was talking about two different types of mindsets you can have when going about your life. You can have a goal-based mindset, which is kind of what Hania touched on, which is where you have a set goal that you want to reach and you accomplish it. And then you go to the next goal and you accomplish it. But if you keep having these goals that won't satisfy your happiness until you achieve it, then you'll probably end up leaving yourself disappointed most of the time. You'll be setting yourself up for disappointment. And so, you know, this lady in the TikTok that I watch, she explained that there is another way to live life called a value-based life, where you go about each day having just something that you want to follow that day. Not a specific goal, not a specific number of, you know, how many tasks you want to complete. But an example of a value-based life would be, I want to feel happiness today. And just trying to find things in your day that will help you feel happy. That is enough. And that will hopefully help you to not let yourself down, because it's not really a measure of what you need to do or how much you need to do, but it's just when you do and what, how you want to feel based on how you go about that day. Another value could be, I want to show others how grateful I am for them today. And so by doing that, you can thank your parents for, you know, something that you are grateful for that day. You can show gratitude towards your siblings for wanting to spend time with you. And just going through these values is kind of just a less stressful way to go about life. And so I guess just having that mindset, it's healthy, especially during this time when it seems like we have to follow goals. We have to follow numbers. And so, yeah, that is a takeaway that I took. And I hope that maybe it'll help others to not feel as pressured.
I really like that, Abby, and that's definitely something I will try. One thing that has helped me, I watched a Netflix show called Bling Empire a few days ago, and it's very crazy, but there was one thing that one of the ladies, Anna, said, and she said, life isn't a dress rehearsal. And I think that hit me so much, because I was thinking, I feel like this, I don't know if this language is okay, but I always feel like I've been life's bitch, but I feel like you should make life your bitch, because your life is, it's not like life isn't yours, like life is all yours. And I've been living life like I have to earn it. And it's mine, and I can do whatever the heck I want to do with it. And, you know, just living the way I want to, I don't care how long it takes me to reach what I want to get, but it's my time, it's my life. Life is mine, and it's not going away unless, you know, I want it to, which, you know, I don't. So living life like, you know, this is the runway show. This is, the lights are on you right now. It's not going to come in your next life. So I think just hearing that, even though it came from Bling Empire, was really impactful for me. And it really made me reevaluate, you know. And I think that has also helped with me feeling unproductive, because whenever I have a task that I have to do, I end up being so stressed about it. I'm like, oh, I'm not finishing this. And then I think about it the whole day and I'm like, oh, and it's just constantly on my mind. But I'm thinking, am I really going to let this assignment like control my life? Like, no, it's like trying to get in my mind and I'm just going to kick back at it and use everything I've got to fight it, because this is my life and I don't want that assignment on my mind because I have plenty of other better things to think about. So I think this mindset has really helped me attack things in life with full force and just, you know, this is my life and I control everything in it. So, you know, it's easier said than done, but I think it's a new mindset that I've had that has really empowered me to do a lot of things with more force and with a lot of confidence.
I think that's really interesting that you got that from Bling Empire, but I think that was so motivational and I'm really glad that you shared that, because like for me, I'm like, when I have a set list of things I have to do that day, if I don't do it all, I'm like, I'm so upset for the rest of the day. But why should homework or like just little things like that, why should that control our mood? We're in control of our mood, not those things. Those are just like additional things that, you know, happen to be there. But yeah, I just thought what you said was really nice.
I definitely agree. And I think I really needed it right now, because I'm the type of person that tends to put one assignment, like the full force of it just on my shoulders. And I constantly think about it until it's done. And I feel like I'm going to be relieved after it. But then there's always something after that replaces it. And it's just never done. And so, like, I always felt like, how am I ever going to live through life the way I want to if I just always have something on me? And that really is a game changer, because I shouldn't have to think about this one thing. Like, I think most of those thoughts are driven by either I'm stressed about what other people are going to think of me because of that, or like the standard, I won't hit the standards I've put up for myself. And I think like that totally changes my perspective, because number one, like, I shouldn't care. It's easy to say, but like, I shouldn't care about what other people are going to think, because it's my life. And also, like, I set my own expectations and I can hit it whenever I want. So thank you, Emily.
Of course. And another thing I wanted to add is, I also saw this quote and it was saying, what makes the situation stressful isn't the situation itself, it's the thoughts that make it stressful. And so I think replacing that mindset, replacing my stressful thoughts with the mindset of, I can attack anything with full force. And, you know, so I think, yeah, I'm really glad that this mindset could help. And it's definitely been something that has been changing so much stuff for me, because just earlier I was stuck on a bio assignment and I was like, oh, I'm so tired, I'm so sleepy, I just want to take a nap. And then I was thinking, oh, if I take a nap, I can't. And then I was thinking, like, you know what, this homework, it's like making my life miserable right now. So, you know what, like, you don't deserve to have this spot of like, you don't deserve this spot in my life. So I'm just gonna like full force. And then I got angry at it. And then I just finished it really quickly. And I was like, okay, now what? Like, I'm gonna spend time for myself. So it has weirdly changed my mindset a lot.
Yeah, both what Abby and Emily said, definitely gonna use it. And yeah, I feel like I have kind of been like feeling like I'm living life from like the background, or living life like behind the scenes. And yeah, I want to get on that stage and live life. So yeah. And also, I found a similar quote to what Emily said, and it's, all we are is a result of all we have thought. And I don't want to be the result of all of these unhelpful thoughts, like, oh my God, I have so much stuff to do. When am I going to do it? And then I never do it. And then I just feel even worse.
I just wanted to say, a lot of the thoughts that we mentioned in this podcast, at least for me, I haven't really thought about these things before, like when we weren't in quarantine. So I guess one of the blessings out of quarantine was that because we had a little more time to think and more time to self-reflect, I've been able to kind of recognize things that happened in person when we weren't in the pandemic that I was ignoring. And so, I mean, even this, Shameless, would not have been a thing if quarantine hadn't happened. And we wouldn't be having this conversation without quarantine, and we wouldn't be, you know, talking about these different mindsets that are unhealthy and healthy. And yeah, so I'm really grateful that things kind of worked out in this way, where we had this time to really just hone in on ourselves. And something someone, I think Dylan or someone mentioned earlier, was that quarantine was kind of a time of self-discovery, although it was hard because, you know, it was kind of easy to compare ourselves to others. It was also a time where we weren't really physically seeing people in person and feeling, you know, like we were being judged. And being at home, it kind of enabled, at least for me, to be more comfortable with myself. And so through quarantine, I've just been able to be a little more shameless about being myself. And I've been able to be more vulnerable on social media. And through my stories, I've been posting things that I definitely would not be posting if we weren't in quarantine. Like, sometimes I post random thoughts that I have that I want to share with others. And I think just quarantine has kind of, and being isolated from others, has given me more courage to just do what I want to do, because I can't really see anyone in person to judge me. And so, yeah, that's another blessing I got from quarantine.
Yeah. I think something that Serenity said, like, she used to think she was in the background or something. I think I felt like that a lot too. And I saw a bunch of YouTube videos that are like, I'm not the main character. But guys, we are the main characters. We're the main characters of our life. And so I hope that, like, we can all live and treat ourselves the way we should, like, with respect for ourselves and prioritizing ourselves and loving ourselves. So yeah.
I just wanted to add as the last thought, while you guys were saying that, and also when Serenity said that she always felt like the background character, I just realized I felt that way for so long in my life, and I've always feel like I make someone else in my life the main character. But regardless of, you know, whether I'm not like the most confident I am, regardless if I'm feeling depressed, if I'm feeling anxious, I'm still the main character. That doesn't make anyone else in my life take over my life, because, you know, like we said multiple times, like, this is our life, we get to do what we want. So I hope that, you know, listening to this podcast for other people can give them confidence, but also, you know, see that there are other teens out here that, you know, we could relate to you, or hopefully you can relate to us, and hopefully we could relate to you in some way. And just stay strong, and, you know, from the Shameless team, we're sending you hugs and virtual hugs and virtual high fives. So yeah.
Along with staying happy and healthy, guys, make sure you stay safe, wear masks, and take precautions to keep everyone safe and healthy for as long as Corona is going to be staying with us.
And I hope that by listening to this podcast and all the advice we have for you guys to help keep healthy mindsets during this time. I just hope that you can find those helpful and apply those to your own lives at home. And yeah, we just encourage you to please stay at home so that we can one day go back to being in person and seeing each other. And so, yeah, we wish you guys the best. We hope for the best with your health and your family's health and for your mental health.
Yeah, I hope that anything that we said today was helpful or encouraged you during these tough times. And yeah, like Hanya and Abby said, make sure to stay safe and wear our masks so that COVID can improve and hopefully we can get out of quarantine sooner.
Yeah, stay safe, guys. I think that's a wrap. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Shameless Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our discussion about the changes that have happened over quarantine. And as hard as it is for everyone at this time, we also hope this podcast serves as a good reminder that we're all going through this together. Be sure to stay tuned for more episodes to come by keeping up with us on our Instagram at shameless.org.us. Remember to mask up and stay safe. We'll see you in the next episode.